Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Daycare centers in New York City are free to reopen today, but it's not clear how many parents are ready to send their kids in, as Roger Stern reports from the Upper West Side this morning. Roger?
There are two variables when it comes to parents. Do they feel it's safe to bring their kids back to daycare? And how many parents need daycare since so many of them are still working from home? Meanwhile, Andre Farrell, who runs the Catmint Learning Initiative in Bed-Stuy, says there are ways of safeguarding the kids.
For our program in particular, they should definitely have masks. Lunches and meals should be prepared in individual containers.
The city limiting attendance to 15 kids per room and requiring daily health screenings and frequent disinfecting. Manhattan City Council member Ben Callows bringing up another problem. What about older kids, since the mayor wants to reopen public schools only part-time?
Since the mayor put out his proposal, the big question I've heard from parents is, who's going to watch my child on the days that they aren't in school?
Callows wants the city to use vacant storefronts in private schools that are closed. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on the Upper West Side.